90.3 KEXP, where the music matters. I'm John Richards, host of The Morning Show. We're at the Cutting Room Studios in a beautiful day here in New York City. Thank you for being here, you guys.
Hey, hey.
It is a pleasure to have Mercury Rev on my show. I got to say, since I started DJing, I've been playing your band, and it's good to have you up here. And at a kind of decent hour. So if you guys are ready, man, take it away.
We are.
All right.
The sun is on the rise, the colors in the trees are now in my eyes. Autumn's in the air, the sun is on the rise, and the colors in the trees are now in my eyes. Not yet to pass, my reflection in the stream, made of mirror glass, I feel the hourglass fill with memories of sand. They pour into my heart what once was in my hand, and the wind begins to trail. Many lives I've tried to paint, rushing back the tears across the canvas of my face. Autumn's in the air as parts of me erase, one by one they disappear like bicycles that change. Autumn's in the air. Autumn's in the air, the sun is in my eyes. I guess this must be what it's like to be in Beetle George's mind.
It's 90.3 KEXP Mercury Rev live here on the morning show. Such a perfect song for today as well.
Yeah.
Sun is like coming in.
We ordered it right on time.
Can I ask you about that song? Where it was written? Was it literal as you were out in the
Yeah, autumn? You know, we live in the Catskill Mountains, mm-hmm. a couple hours north of here, and autumn is that time of, it's like a national holiday in the Catskills, you know. It's that time when everybody gets that sort of sparkle, that glimmer in their eyes. And it's not just us, it's everybody in the whole area. And as you know, sort of Halloween starts at Labor Day.
Sure.
And it goes almost till Thanksgiving. So you can't help but just sort of get filled with the spirit of the fall.
That should be the theme on that holiday, that song. All right, you guys got another one for us?
We do.
All right.
Crowded streets, leaving you again endlessly. The choir disappears, and voices in your head appear, leading you again endlessly.
Beautiful. Mercury Rev, live on KXP here at the Cutting Room Studios in New York City. That song gets you very, very deep. It's not just the words. There's a lot of mortality and a lot of, I don't know, getting older issues in this record. I'm with you. But there's something the music does that the lyrics can't even touch, right? Like, it gets you in a certain
place, right? Music, I guess. That's why it's art, right? The words can't sort of go there in a way that somehow the sound, the frequencies, and the melodies can. They sort of hardwire right into the heart.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Universally.
Yeah, see? Well, we're getting very deep here. And this record is deep, though. It hit me in ways I didn't know it would, and that's what a good record will do, right? Like, it'll hit people in different ways, and they'll take it for what they want to take it for. But I felt like I was in on the mortality issues and seeing those around you getting older. And it's different than when you started, right? Like, when you're writing songs that age and you're talking about mortality, it's blaze of glory kind of mortality, not, oh my God, people are getting cancer all around me and I'm getting older.
Yeah, I mean, that's the youthful impulse. Yeah. That's the electricity that's flowing. You don't want to talk about getting old gracefully when you're 20 years old. It doesn't sell records, believe me. You know, you do. You want that blaze of glory. You want that fireball. You want that burning out, you know, hitting the atmosphere of the music business. And 23, or unfortunately most people, 27.
Yeah.
And they just sort of disintegrate right in the sort of musical skies above you. But yeah, if you sort of make it through that, you know, that age atmosphere, it's a wonder what happens as you get older. There's really some great things musically. And like you say, it surprises us. The songs sort of come out of you in a way that you wouldn't have anticipated when you're, you know, in your teens and you're sort of hardwired to just churn them out, to sort of just bang them out in a way. And, you know, I think if anything, we sort of have a trust now that the songs sort of open up for us.
You know, you wonder, those people who did leave so early, what catalogs remained from those artists if they could get over that. It's like a wave. They could just get over to the other side. They didn't.
The strange thing about, you know, let's say dying early, or unfortunately if you take your own life, is the part that it's hard to understand is, when you take your own life, have you made sure that all the old recordings are the way you want them to come out? Because that's sort of the unfortunate thing, is that, you know, people who do sort of take their own lives, maybe they haven't thought of, like, well, those unreleased demos, they're going to be marketed, you know, 9 years after you're dead. Are you sure you want those demos out? So, you know, a word to the wise, make sure all the stuff you don't want to come out is well incinerated.
That, you know. Some of the best anti-suicide advice, or original.
That's what would frighten me the most, is like, oh my God, I left those four-track demos in the drawer.
I think about just what's left in my house if something happened to me. I'm like, who's going to clean this out? I got to get rid of this. If anything were to happen to me, this is terrible. I'm embarrassed, let alone songs you may have left behind.
Yeah, and half songs.
Yeah.
And poorly recorded or poorly sung ones. And then there's all the band photos that you've edited out meticulously in your lifetime. Right. And you know those are going to be front and center on the box set. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe I was wearing that in 87. You know.
And who's going to profit from all of this?
Yeah.
What people?
Someone
what
will.
That's what great aunt I've never met is going to make money off Mercury Rev's catalog?
You know, that's probably the best point I hadn't considered, is where all those funds are going to go to people that you despised in your lifetime.
Yeah, I can't believe he plays music. She got a real job.
Yeah.
I'll collect the checks, though. I got no problem with that. Mercury Rev is live here on The Morning Show, and the new record is, as you've heard, is just beautiful. We've been playing a lot here at KEXP. They play here tonight, right?
We do. Le Poisson Rouge.
Oh, I'm glad you did that, not me. And got a couple more songs for us.
Here's a new one. It's called Central Park East, and it's from the new album, The Light in You.
The sun through the clouds, shining on the cobblestones, I wade through the crowd, lost in my thoughts. Am I the only lonely boy who's ever walked in Central Park? Thank you. It seems that someone's letting go and someone else is hanging on, laughing, they're turning on. A million magic carpets touching down and taking off, alone with my thoughts. Am I the only lonely boy to ever walk in Central Park? Central Park. La, 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 la.
KEXP, Mercury Rev, live here in the Cutting Room Studios in New York City. Another perfect song for today. You're planning this out a little bit. A little New York thing.
We've been working for 7 years just for this moment.
This moment when it would happen. I love that image of being alone in New York. It's almost a sequel to The Only Living Boy in New York. It's that feeling of being alone in a city with so many people.
Yeah, and especially so many people in love.
Right.
That's what gets you.
And it's a tough place to be single, I'm told, here in New York City.
I'll leave that one alone.
Or not. Maybe it's a great place to be single. Well, I'll leave that alone, too. Again, we love the new record, and congrats on that. And, you know, you mentioned meeting up in the Catskills and coming down, you know, do things like this. It's one thing to leave that area. I'm sure you love that area and feel at home there, obviously. And it's one thing to go out into the big city, again, to just be out in the big city. It's another thing to be in a band going out and promoting a record and going through all that, including things like this. So you have, I'm sure, promotional things and shows.
We do,
and
yeah.
Is that a hard thing for you to gear up? Because it's such the opposite, it seems like, of where you are.
Well, you know, the strange thing about it is the speed at which the music business, and maybe music in general, goes now. We live in the mountains, and time really doesn't even pass there. It's sort of just winds around
sure.
in some vague figure eight. But when you come here, you realize how fast everything is going. And for us, 7 years is it's a couple of seasons. But here, you know, it can be an eternity in places like New York and London sure. and Paris. And that's the part, especially with all the new advent of technology, even since we did our last record in 2008, there's just so much coming at you in a sort of virtual space that at times, you really don't even know if you're talking to a real person or if it's just some sort of a hologram that's virtually living in some other person's world, you know. Or maybe that's the way people see us.
Or maybe that is.
You know?
Maybe you've come full circle
yeah.
to that. And yeah, so when people come to you like, oh, it's been a few years since your last record, your answer should be, what do you mean?
Yeah, it just feels like a couple of snowfalls
sure.
or something like that. Because again, we really don't have all of this in the mountains in the way that, you know, many people are sort of used to and
sure.
take for granted.
Yeah, I be in the mountains is where I always want to be. So I definitely feel you there. All right, you got one more for us. Thank
we
you
do.
Again for taking the time.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
Of course.
Here. Of all those blinking lights, telephones for us, and they come to you as friends. All those endless hands that can't be tied.
KEXP, I love you, and songs. They all end very, very strong endings. They don't fade out. It's none of that crap going on. Just right at the end. That could have gone on for 10 more minutes. I would have been okay with that. That's a beautiful song. I hope you
thank
know
you.
That.
Thank you.
Again, the new album, The Light in You, is out, and they play tonight here in New York, and we hope to see you in the Seattle area sometime.
Coming up next year.
Good to hear. Excellent to hear. And a big thank you to the Cutting Room Studios for hosting, as always. This is 90.3 KEXP Seattle Live in New York City.